The planet, since the last ice age 12,000 years ago, is in an equilibrium. This equilibrium state we learned in school is called the Holocene, the geological epoch, the Holocene. During this entire period, the last 12,000 years, our oceans take up carbon dioxide, our forests take up carbon dioxide through photosynthesis, ice sheets in the Arctic and in Antarctica are permanent, white surfaces that reflect back 90% of incoming heat back to space, permafrost is stocked in the tundra. We have a planet that in total is so resilient that it is buffering and dampening and thereby cooling all forms of stresses. In comes humanity with the Industrial Revolution and starts really pushing an unsustainable abuse on the climate system. The planet is so strong that it applies its feedback systems to continue dampening. And that's exactly what the planet has been doing over the last 150 years. Now we're starting to see the first scientific signs of cracks in that system. 2 degrees Celsius is definitely still something that we can adapt to. The point is that if this is a threshold beyond which we tip over and the biosphere goes from dampening to self-warming, we would irreversibly have pushed an on button that would take us to temperature rises that could be well beyond the adaptable and manageable. Not that it would happen overnight. It may take 200 years, but it would be irreversible.
It's interesting that we've taken advantage, in your interpretation, of the planet for so long and the fact that it cools itself and controls itself. But in the same way that we've kind of taken that for granted, we're kind of just ignoring, this seems to be your message, that it will become self-warming. It becomes, from being a virtuous cycle, it becomes a vicious cycle. Have I understood that?
Absolutely right. Which actually
is this a hopeless message?
Well, it's certainly not hopeless, but it's fundamentally important insight because it means that the planet itself is the most important subsidy to the world economy. Can you imagine half of our emissions of greenhouse gases have been hidden under the carpet by the planet? 95% of the heat.
So it's cut us a lot of slack, and we're being foolish. But when we see, for example, the California wildfires, and I saw a liberal newspaper in America, so in a sense you might think they might be going for it, but they go and they interview climate denying, I think they're largely Republican local politicians, who insist on saying this has nothing to do with global warming. Now, if the evidence is as clearly in your face and under your nose as the countryside burning up around you, and you still think it's got nothing to do with climate science, nothing you say is going to change those political minds.
But I think it's really important for all of us to recognize that those kind of denialists will always be around. There still is a flat earth society in this world. We don't have any reason to listen to this minority voice.
But the minority are in the White House, to be fair. They're sitting there saying, hey, I don't believe in this. It's just weather.
You should recognize that the U.S. at large is moving decisively towards decarbonizing its energy system because it makes sense both economically, socially, security-wise, and scientifically to avoid climate risks.